What's up, World That's Good fam? Welcome back to the World That's Good podcast. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Y'all, today is going to be awesome because we have one of the coolest people I've actually ever met on the podcast today. And we both have 10-month-old babies that we're obsessed with. And yes. She also has an album dropping tonight with her worship team. But by the time y'all hear this, it'll already be out. You will already have loved the album. But we're going to get to talk to her a little bit. So we have Mariah McManus-Goss on with Mosaic MSC. Hello. Welcome to the World That's Good podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm so stoked. And I just had your dad on recently.
I know. I was jealous. So I was like, I got to come.
Yes, you definitely had to get in there. Gosh, he's so awesome. And I'm so glad to talk to you too. I wasn't lying. You are one of the coolest people I've met. And we were on tour together. So we got to know each other a little bit. But life's changed a lot since then.
I remember that tour, you had just started talking to Christian.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I forgot.
You were like, I started talking to this guy, and I, like, you know, I don't know, like, could be really cool, and then you're married, wow. And you have a kid, and life has totally changed, and it's so crazy.
That is crazy. I was literally talking to Christian, and he, like, came out to one of the nights.
Yeah.
And I remember I was, like, seeing if everybody liked him, what we thought of him, and everyone was laughing at him because he held his Bible, like, everywhere, and everyone was like, is that, like, a flex, or does he really just carry his Bible everywhere? And I remember someone said something to him, and he said, man, I always got my sword on me, and it was, like, the funniest thing, and I was like, I think I like you a lot.
That was so funny.
But, yeah, that's crazy, and now, like I said, we have 10-month-old babies who are awesome, Juno and Honey.
Yes, their names are so cute together.
They're so cute. Actually, I was gonna ask you, how did you come up with her name? Because it's wonderful.
Thank you. Well, there's a keyboard called the Juno, and so
awesome.
I feel like it's like a nerdy music thing, but it's like my husband and I's favorite, like, sounding thing. So that, and then, you know,
awesome.
It was a name I had, like, at the beginning. I don't know if you had the name, like, locked in at the beginning, but we were, like, in the hospital. Like, we have no idea what our name is going to be. And so.
No way.
We had a few that we kind of threw around, and Juno was one of the first ones I mentioned early on, and he was like, definitely not. And then.
Wow.
Towards the end, we kind of, like, circled back to it, and it ended up just feeling like, okay, this feels right, this feels good. And in the hospital, though, like, I was like, I don't know anymore, I don't know. And then my husband, I was like, you just make the choice. I was like, you know what, I feel good about a couple names if you kind of are the tiebreaker. So
that's awesome. That's actually really inspiring for me to keep the names that Christian has been like, no way, for the future babies, because maybe he'll come around.
For sure.
Maybe he'll come around. Yeah,
we
definitely kind of knew, like, if we have a girl, we're going to name her Honey, which is funny because I know some people are very specific about, like, you have to meet them and, like, know their personality.
Yeah.
And I agree. I think that's a really special thing. But it is crazy that we named her Honey, and now knowing her, she is so Honey. Like, that is her name. That is who she is. And she just looks like it, you know?
What makes her Honey? Like, what is the quality?
It's, like, so much about her. I think it really is the meaning behind Honey. Like, the meaning behind it for us was that it's this element that's sweet and strong. So it's strong enough to heal people. You know, you can put honey on wounds and stuff, but it's so sweet that it's like a dessert. And she is, like, the combination of sweet and strong, like, through and through. Like, she is so sweet and just cuddly and lovey, but that little girl is strong. When she talks, so she only says da, da, da. Like, she doesn't actually talk.
Yeah.
But when she talks, she always has her finger pointed at you. Like, she is strong. Like, she is very opinionated. Yeah. So
I love
she's
that.
Strong.
It's my kind of girl
and
right
Juno's,
there.
I know, right? She's going to give me a run for my money. I can already tell. She's going to definitely. And Juno's middle name is Boogie, right?
Yeah. Boogie.
I love it. Like, that's awesome. Do you feel like she, like, fits her name?
She definitely does. Like, that was one thing when in the ultrasounds and stuff, like, we were just like, she's always dancing. She was never, like, they could never get a picture of her. She always, any photo that we have of the ultrasound, her tongue is out.
No way.
Or she's, like, smiling ear to ear. Like, it's crazy. And so my husband is very goofy, and she's exactly like him. Like, he's the calmest, chillest, most peaceful person. And then when he speaks, he just, like, is hilarious, and that's exactly how she is. She's just calm and collected and funny.
That's awesome.
And so
that's
we were like,
awesome.
We just need to have fun with it and, you know, be lighthearted with
it.
Because why not?
Well, that's who you are. Yeah. I mean, I love it. Gosh, that's awesome. Something about just the name. I think it's just so, it's like prophetic to name them something and see who they become. It's awesome.
Totally. I love that.
Well, let's get to the question that I ask everybody on the podcast, and then we'll get into the fun of the album talk. But I always ask everyone a very intimidating question. But you can take it and run with it. it's simple or hard as you make it. But it is, what is the best piece of advice that you have ever been given? No
okay.
pressure.
That is very intimidating. I did know that you asked that, so I did have a second to think about it. And, you know, I guess I never really thought about advice in, like, you know, like, phrases. But today I was talking to my husband about it, and I was like, you know, I actually don't know. Like, there were things my mom would say to me every morning, you know, that I remember. Mm-hmm. But one thing that he reminded me of something my dad always says is, have thick skin and have a soft heart. And
that's good.
I love what you said about honey, the name being sweet and strong, because that's exactly what I feel like that means. Is like, be ready for anything. Things are going to be hard. Life's going to be tough, and you got to be able to take it. But you also, it doesn't have to affect your spirit. It doesn't have to affect your kindness or your generosity or your resilience or your empathy or your compassion. And so that's something, you know, from a young age that he taught me, but also even more so now that as you grow up, that life gets harder and things get tougher, to remember that, like, you don't have to, you can go through hard things and not affect the softness and the grace and the peace that you can have. And so that to me is probably the best piece of advice that's still really, like, tangible for me 30 years later, you know, that I can every day remember, like, thick skin, soft heart. I don't have to let this get the better of my spirit or make me calloused or apathetic.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that's probably the best advice.
That is so good. I love that. It reminds me one time when we were in Israel, we had this tour guide, and his name was, like, Slomo. He was the coolest name. And he was just talking, and, like, it was one of those people where everything he said was like, whoa, that was good. Like, it was kind of like a little nugget of truth. And he was talking about how sometimes it's hard to live in a place where there's so much, like, adversity against each other. And we said, how do you do that? Like, how do you live in a place that has so much adversity? And he said, well, I always tell myself, although my mind might always be skeptical, my hands will always lead with peace.
That's
amazing. I was like, man, that is so good. And it's just a good reminder that, like, it's okay to be skeptical, and it's okay sometimes, like, you have to have thick skin, but to keep your heart soft and to make sure that your hands are leading with peace and you have the empathy for people. Like, it's just really easy in this world to grow calloused, but it takes a lot of intentionality to remain soft. And
totally.
I think that's just great advice. That's so good. I kind of joked about how you're such a cool person. That's not a joke, that's true. But I mean, people might be like, so what makes her so cool? There's a lot of reasons. I mean, you do so many things. Y'all do ministry, your husband's in a band, you're a mom, you are leading worship. I mean, you have all these, like, fun things about you. But one thing I love about you is your style. Like, it's so unique.
Thank you.
It's so original. You're just very confident in who you are. And it's very, like, iconic. People look at you and they're like, I want to dress like her. Like, you know, and it's fun.
Thank you.
But it's original. And so I want to talk to you about that, because our whole thing is live original. How do you get your own inspiration, you know, and remain true to you without, like, copying everyone, you know? Because being original is being without copy. You're not a copy of anyone
else.
And so how do you get inspired to create the things that you create? Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
Totally. I think one thing, like growing up, just learning how to be creative, learning how to do music or how to, you know, put clothes together, anything. I feel like my dad was a huge inspiration in that world. And he always taught me draw inspiration from everything and everywhere. And so instead of looking at things to copy, I look at things to draw inspiration from, you know?
That's cool.
And so it's taking things in and absorbing everything around me. Instead of like searching for the inspiration, I just look around. And so I think it changed my perspective on how to be creative and how to do anything in my world, how to, you know, like decorate my house or how to like love someone or how to, you know, put together clothes or whatever, like or write a song. Like it changed, it opened up a world of possibilities for that, you
That's
know?
Awesome.
And so to be able to look everywhere and be like, I love that, or I love that, like, I love the essence of that. How do I take that and make it, you know, mine? Or how do I put my twist on that? And it's really, really easy to copy, you know? Like, I feel like I copy the most when I am, like, unsure of myself because I'm sure that something has worked. And I think it's a lot of times that's like sort of the building blocks of creativity is like being able to look at someone and be like, oh, I could do that and build on it. But when I'm the most confident in myself and I'm the most confident like in Jesus and like who I'm supposed to be and where I'm going, I end up finding myself being the most expressive, the most creative. Like I love color. Everything in my world is colorful and I feel like I'm the most colorful and I see the most color in life when I'm sort of aligned in that, when I feel like I'm living in my purpose, when I feel like I'm listening to God, when I feel like I'm confident in that.
Wow, that's so cool. That's awesome. Like I love that you said it's so easy to copy because it's true. And I think like a lot of times when we copy, that's when we start to compare because, you know, if you're a copy of something, then you're like, well, which one's better? Is it this or that? Who did it better? It's like whenever you look in the magazine and it's like the three people that wore the same outfit and it's like 47% said she did it better, you know, because you can compare it because it wore the same thing.
But
like when you are original and whenever it's different, like there's nothing to compare because it's your own taste. And I love that. And I also love the world of color like you talk about, and you rock color like so well. And I used to, I think, be intimidated by color because I didn't know like what looked good together with color. And so I always was like, well, I'm just more of a black and white type of person. And then I read a book about heaven, and it was talking about how there's going to be colors that we've never even seen, you know?
Awesome.
And after I read that, I was like, I'm about to start loving color. And today I happen to be wearing white. But if you look in my closet, it is so colorful.
I love it.
It like changed it because I was like, I want to like, you know, you want to bring heaven to earth. You want to see like what heaven's going to be like on earth. And I know y'all did an album at one point that was all about heaven.
Yeah.
And so it's just fun to think about in that way and get that inspiration from heaven. But
for
one more question before we kind of dive into the album itself. But, you know, for you, your dad, obviously, and your mom lead a ministry, Mosaic Church, and they do all kinds of stuff. And you're like second generation ministry. I don't know, maybe you're third, maybe along the line. Okay, I thought it was second. Because I know a bit of your dad's story. So what's it like for you, like, stepping into that ministry, and when did you feel like you found your voice? Was it leading worship at the beginning? Was it doing something else? And, like, was that an intimidating thing for you to step into?
Yes. Very intimidating. You know, I think doing anything with your family is difficult. I know, you know, I don't know what the experience is like for you. I know that your family is extremely close, and that's how my family is, and I wouldn't change it for anything in the world, but it definitely comes with its own unique set of challenges and difficulties. Mm-hmm. I would say I don't even know if I could say that there was a time that I found my voice. I feel like I'm still finding it, you know, I hope that that's not a bummer for people, but an encouragement that I don't want to have a moment where I'm like, this is who I am forever.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be flexible, so flexible to move with where God wants me to move. And, you know, when I started leading worship, it was more out of a necessity than it was out of, like, assurance that that was where I was supposed to be. And sometimes I feel like God puts you in a place that has a need and starts shifting the world around you. And I feel like that's what...
Yeah.
That's what my story is, you know, like I stepped in where there was a need and God started shifting everything around me. And I started realizing like, oh, this is a gift that he's given me. This is something that he's trying to show me. And it was life altering because it wasn't what I expected or what I had ever really dreamed of. And not in a negative way, but in like, you know, when you don't know that dreams can be a certain way, or you're looking in the wrong direction, or you're thinking of the wrong things, and you don't even realize like, oh, God has this whole world for me. And so, you know, it took a long time. I am definitely an artist in the sense that I feel always conflicted about everything, and I still feel like I'm finding my place, and I'm grateful because I love change, I love movement, I love moving forward, and I feel like God is always opening new roads, you know, for my family and for our church and for us to step into, and there's no boundaries, you know. I love Mosaic because no one puts anyone in a box, you know, like it's I'm like the worship pastor technically, but we do a million different things, and we're given so much we're given so much room to create and to grow, and not just creatively but as people, you know, and to evolve into new things and to evolve, you know, spiritually and creatively, and you know, so, you know, I feel like I'm still on the journey of discovering all that. And, you know, I do feel like turning 30 has been a lot more planting of like, okay, like I want to feel like stronger and more confident in the purpose that I have, you know?
Yeah.
Having a kid was very planting of like, I now have this little girl. And even, you know, I don't know if you feel this way, but like having a daughter is like both the most beautiful thing and the most intimidating thing in the entire world, because
totally,
I feel like my example is different now.
Yeah.
You know, like I have now a little girl, and I look, you know, I know even the way now I look at my mom, I still look to her for everything. You know, I still look to her for so much. And it was life changing. You know, it is life changing to now have a different perspective of church and everything and life because of having a daughter. And, you know, I love what I get to do with my family, and I'm still like moving where God wants me to move. You know, it's a journey for sure.
Hey, that's so good. And that's so encouraging, because anyone that thinks it's just a destination is going to realize in life that it's not. It is a journey.
Yeah.
And I think it's so good that you spoke to that necessity thing, because I think that a lot of times that's what jobs look like. Like, it starts with just, here's a need. Here's a place you need to be. This is the next step. And a lot of people are like shooting for like their ultimate dream to be their first thing. And a lot of times, like, for the dream to happen, like so many different things have to happen. That's a part of the dream. It's not like you're not there yet. It's like, no, this is a part of the process. This is getting me there. This is me dreaming. And sure. Man, I love how Mosaic doesn't put people in a box, because you've seen the fruit from that. And I think that a lot of times people put people in a box because they have a sense of control over a box, you know?
For sure.
But when you let people out of the box, like, that's whenever, man, dreams run wild and creativity runs wild, and, like, you see things that the world's never seen before. And you certainly see that when you listen to y'all's albums, when you go to your church. I remember the first time I went to y'all's church, I was like, this is a church? And like, this is so cool, you know? Like, I just loved it. I had never seen anything like that, but it was like, yeah, like, y'all are so rooted in the scripture, and so nothing's off. It's just creative. It's so awesome.
Totally. And I love, like, your concept of living original too. Like, I think it's such a beautiful thing of like being ready to change with God, you know? Like,
yeah, that's
like
good.
The box thing of like not even fitting your own dreams or your own life within a box, and seeing the actual full potential, and not just being like, I love this about you, and I feel like I learned so much from you, even from a distance, of like, you are exactly like doing what you're supposed to be doing in this moment, but you're always, it seems like you're always changing, and you're always trying to pull more people in. You're always like advancing. You're not just sitting in the same thing you did a year ago, you know? And I think that's like the most inspiring thing in the world, because you will always be the most original thing, because you're constantly changing with what God wants you to do, you know? And that's like, that's the cool thing about Mosaic, is like, we don't fit God in a box, you know? And so it's like, a lot of times, like, I feel like we can do that because it's easier and we know how to do it every week, and like can do things on with memory and on repeat, but actually letting it out of the box, letting God out of the box, and like seeing where he moves is really where the originality comes from.
So true. It's so good. And God is so awesome, because he's the Alpha and the Omega. So part of him like remains the same, like his steadiness remains the same, but he is like always changing. Like, there's always new opportunity. There's always a new day. Like, I love that there are some things about God that are so steady, like promises, steady. The way that the sun comes up every day, steady. Yeah. Like, he's a steady God, but he's also a God of like the new thing.
Totally.
Like, he's doing something new. And so staying on beat with that is so cool. Like, someone asked me the other day, they're like they were about to ask me where I want to go in the future, like what I see my life in the next 10 years kind of thing. And they're like, oh, well, I mean, you're already doing so much, so like maybe that question doesn't work for you. I was like, are you kidding me? You want to hear my 50-year-old goal? Like, because I think we should always be dreaming and doing and growing. Like, you're right. Like, let's not stay, because we have this one life to live, and truly, like, there's so much to live in it. And so I love that. What you were saying reminded me of one of the songs. It was the Unexpected Roads from the new album. And the new album, I'll just stop for a second and say, it's called This Is How I Thank the Lord. And the whole album is amazing. I was able to listen to it before it comes out tonight, and it's just really good. I'm going to be having it on repeat all summer long as we go into summer. I mean, it's a summer, like, it is. Like, it's one of those, like, roll the windows down, turn it up.
For sure.
Like, it's so good. And all of it's about gratitude and stuff. But this Unexpected Roads song was so good, because at the beginning of the song, it's kind of like this idea that there's these unexpected roads in life, and they're scary, right? Mm-hmm. Because they are scary. Like, life takes turns that you don't expect. But then at the end of the song, it's almost like this plea to God to keep taking me on unexpected roads, because there's this confidence maybe in God. And so with that song and your own perspective, like, what does that look like for you, from going from a place of maybe being afraid of unexpected roads to really embracing unexpected roads? Because not many people can say as confidently as you just said, like, I love change. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think there's a confidence in that.
Yeah.
And so with that song in mind, what does that look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I love change partially personality-wise, but also I've realized that in my life, the unexpected, when God's in control, is way better than the expected, you know? And it goes back to like the dreams of like, a lot of times I don't realize how amazing dreams can be when we actually invite God into them, you know? And we think dreams are just what we can imagine, but they're different when you put them in God's hands, you know?
Yeah.
It's more than we can imagine. And I love that the song says, when I thought my biggest dreams impossible, you just proved me wrong every time. And wow. It's almost like less of like, I want to constantly be changing. I want constantly for you to be taking me down these places that I don't understand. And more of like a, you have never failed me every time I've gone somewhere unexpected, you know, or that's every good. Time you take me on a journey that I don't, like I didn't ask for yeah. and I didn't necessarily know that I needed.
Yeah.
You continue to come through and it's better than what I know, yeah. you know? And so I feel like even for people that don't like change, which I totally understand, because I say that I love change, but I probably love like changing my, you know, couch from here to there than I do like an entire life shift, you know?
That's
but,
true.
It's more of like an assurance that it will be better, you know? And a lot of times yeah. that change and those unexpected things require the things that we hold tight to be like taken from us, you know, like a lot of yeah. times it takes like the pruning in your life or refinement yeah. in your life before you can really go and follow those roads that God yeah. opens up to you. And so it's not usually like the most glamorous thing or the most fun thing or the most exciting thing
true.
That you want to ask for all the time, but it's such a necessity because of the refinement that comes in the process of following the dreams that God has for you.
So true. That's great. I love how you said that being a mom, you know, is the best, like the most beautiful thing of a little girl, but it also is really intimidating. And that is yeah. so true. I relate to that so much because they are learning from you in every way, shape, and form. Yeah. And they are going to look to you and everything. And even this morning, it was like the cutest thing. So, honey, this brand, I like posted that I love this brand called Hello Toothpaste. And they sent honey a little toothbrush with like cute. A package. It was so cute. And so I was like, surely she won't know what to do with it. But when I brush my teeth, I'm just going to give her this and see what she does with it. So this morning, I brush her teeth and I hand her toothbrush and I wetted it. And she's looking at me, just staring at me. And then she starts going. And she starts doing it. Like, she starts brushing gosh. Her little teeth. And she, like, all day, like, Christian got home with her today and gave her the toothbrush again. And she's brushing her teeth. Like, she loves it. Oh now she gosh. Knows what to do. You put it in yeah. your mouth. And it's, like, so cute. But just watching her watch me to learn to do it is a small representation of what she's doing in everything, right?
Yeah.
As you were writing this album, and I know it was a team effort, but just speaking to you as you're writing this with the, you know, idea that you have Juno now and you're a mom yeah. and knowing she'll one day listen to this, you know,
yeah.
did it change the way that you wrote and like the way that you thought about what you were writing at all?
100%. You know, when yeah. we started writing this album, I wasn't pregnant, and then I was pregnant and no one knew.
Wow.
And, you know, so it had even more of a importance for me because I felt like it was a very like personal thing between me and God, knowing that like
wow
she was gonna be alive, you know. And
yeah
it wasn't like an experience at that point that I had shared with most people, so it was like a moment of just being like, okay, like what do I want to say to this, you know, to her, to mm-hmm. God about this. And there's a song, the first song on the album, it's called How Do I Thank You. And it was in that moment, I was like, I just want to write a song, maybe not necessarily for her, but like, I want to freeze this moment, you know, like I want wow. to remember. And it was also like just a really difficult time for a lot of things going on behind the scenes, you know. And so it was like with all of the good and all of the bad, like yeah. what, how do I like immortalize this moment and remember wow. that like with all of the heartbreak comes immeasurable joy and gratitude yeah. and that this, you know, this person that I didn't know as a little girl wow. is going to look at me and I'm going to have to be the person that in the worst of times and in the best of times praises Jesus, you know, that when yeah. all things are good and when all things are bad, or when it's both, like that's who I look to, you know? And so
yeah,
it was just even more so a reminder, like,
yeah,
okay, now it's not just me looking to Jesus, you know, that
yeah.
in all of these good and bad things, I am going to have a little person that's going to look at me and need to know what to do, you know? And so yeah. it definitely changed my perspective in that sense, you know, of like,
it's awesome.
It was like the best moment and some of the hardest days. And so to praise God and to be grateful was one of the hardest tasks, you know? And so it was a beautiful realization, I think, for me and my own faith and for all of us that like, and especially because like in LA, we were locked down for 2 years, pretty much. Like couldn't go outside for like at least a year. And so, you know, when we came to write these songs, like we hadn't been around anyone. And we hadn't been in church for like a year. So, you know, just that realization of like, okay, we can still be grateful when we're faced with hard things, you know? And so, yeah, definitely changed my perspective for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's even cooler knowing the backstory and the context behind like what y'all were coming from to write this album. Like, I mean, coming out of a time where y'all weren't together, where you can't even go outside for a year, obviously COVID was some really hard times for so many reasons. And then to go and write an album called This Is How I Thank the Lord, you almost would have thought that the album would have been like totally different. Like, God, why? You know, like, where are you? Like this whole like how to see God when he's hard to see, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, but I love that it was This Is How I Thank the Lord, that it was actually, and I think sometimes when people see something like that, they're like, oh, well, you know, it's easy for some people to thank the Lord because things are going good, but it's totally different when it's coming from someone who's like, actually, like, things have been really hard, but I'm still choosing to thank him because even though this is hard, he's good. And so what, like, when y'all came together, how did y'all decide that, or did y'all decide like this is what we're going to write about, or did that just come up from your heart?
Yeah, it just came up, you know, like we kind of write in a few different groups and we'd come together and show each other the songs and they were all about gratitude.
And that's awesome.
And it was very much like, you know, why is this, like, I don't feel grateful, you know, even and you pray and you hope and you want for there to be a thing that God puts, you know, in your songs and in your life in that moment so that you can write. But it wasn't what we expected for sure. And I don't think, I think in a lot of ways, like, that gratitude found us because, like you're saying, like, God is constant. He is the same. He is steady. And we realize that in all of the unchanging, uncontrollable things that are happening, there was still the fact that he saved us, that he is like our strength, that he's the resilience that we have had and that we need. And so it was like, okay, here's all of this craziness, here's all of these things that we can't control, but there's one thing that has always been the same before things were tough, while things are tough, and after things are tough. And so
it's great
in a lot of ways, like the gratitude captured us and we realized this is, if anything, almost like a slap in the face for us of like, you need to be consciously grateful because you are subconsciously grateful. You know, you need to you need to like consciously realize that there is more good that God has done for you than there are difficult things. And it is such a conscious effort to be grateful. And I think a lot times we think of gratitude as like a reaction to a good thing, and it's actually a choice and a steady thing that should be throughout everything, because he is steady, because he is constant, because he has saved you, because he loves you. And so it really was, I think it found us.
It's awesome. That's so good, Mariah. It's like so inspiring just hearing you talk about it. And you're so right, like, gratitude is a choice. And so many people think, I think people think it's a personality trait sometimes.
Yeah,
it's like some people have it and some people don't, but it's not, it's actually a choice. I think sometimes some of the most grateful people, if you ask them what they have going on in their life and they're vulnerable enough to share, you'd be surprised by how much hardship they have going on. You know, like, there's stuff in my life that I've gone through this past year that was really difficult, but I don't share it online because, to be honest, just nobody needs to know that besides my people, you know? And I think that it's powerful, though, when you know, man, there's more to the story, but what they're saying is how grateful they are. And it's beautiful. And I think one thing about this album that's a gift to people is that if you're that person that's like, I just don't have that personality type, I'm not a very grateful person, things aren't going good in my life, the title is This Is How I Thank the Lord. And it's almost like y'all are teaching by just the songs that you're singing. You're leading by example on how to do it. Like each song I listened to was almost like a lesson if you received it that way. You know, it's like, this is how I do this. And it was almost teaching you and then singing you through it and worship with me through this moment. And it was just so good. I have literally been listening to This Is How I Thank the Lord every day, that song. And I told you before we got on the phone that I'm sure Christian wishes that I just let you sing it, because there is a certain skill that needs to be had to sing that song. It's so good. And you do it very beautifully. I'm learning. You're also teaching me some voice lessons.
Oh my gosh, no.
But it's so good. But is there a song for you on this album that's just been on repeat that you just can't get enough of?
Yeah, I mean, you know, different ones in different seasons. But for me, probably the most personal one in a lot of ways is, it's called Rejoice. It's the very last song. And the chorus says, He will give me every strength to fight another day. And I feel like that's been... it makes me emotional because I know personally so many people, especially the last 2 years, but throughout my life, that have struggled so much with choosing to live, you know. And even in my own life, I've had thoughts of not wanting to you know, live another day, that things would just be easier. And so I think it was and it is such a real moment of like, sometimes He's the only reason that I can wake up in the morning, you know, and that is that I'm going to celebrate that. It says, you know, he will give me every strength to fight another day, my soul rejoice. And so it's just every day waking up and being grateful that He doesn't give up on you. And that's enough reason to get up, you know, to live, to keep fighting through all of the hard stuff. And so that song, I love that it's the last song, and that the album, the theme of the album is This Is How I Thank the Lord, and that it ends with, you know, this is sometimes the hardest stuff to go through, but we're still going to rejoice through it.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks for sharing that. And like, it's so amazing that you'd be vulnerable enough to share that you felt that way sometimes, because I feel like, you know, you never know what someone else walks through, and you never assume someone else walks through the things that they walk through sometimes, you know? And I know personally that so many people that are struggling with the same thing, and I know there's so many people listening to this who are struggling with the same thing, and I just thank you for being willing to not only share that, but write a song that has, like, words of worship and fighting words behind it. Like, words that people can sing over their own life every day whenever it's hard to actually just make the decision to want to breathe. It's actually hard to make the decision to just want to show up in the day. And so thanks for writing that song and giving us some context, because I know that's going to help so many people. And if you're listening to this and that's you, like, I just encourage you to go listen to that song right now and just let the words speak over you. Let her be a friend to you in that, you know, you got someone, you know, rejoicing right beside you when it's hard to rejoice. Like that verse where it says, Christian and I quote it every day. It's like, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And that's like a really sweet verse, you know, but sometimes it's a really hard verse to actually say. And there are a lot of days, like whenever it's sunny outside, life is good, that I'll wake up and I'll say to God, thank you that this is an easy day to rejoice. And there are some days that are not easy, you know. It's like, whether it's an actual storm or like the storm of life hits, and I'm like, God, I'm choosing today to rejoice.
Absolutely.
Because you're good, but this is not good. But that gratitude really does shift things. So I want to ask you lastly, just you talk so much about the goodness of God. I mean, one of your songs, Generous Love, and you say, I could never find the end. You talk about how beautiful God is, how good God is in so many of the songs, and even just today. But like, what have you learned about God throughout this album? Is there something that stuck out to you that you just don't want to forget as you go on to the next journey of life?
You know, I feel like I'm always, that's like the coolest thing. You know, I feel like being in a relationship with God is, you feel like there's always new things. I feel like I realized a lot how, oh my gosh, I'm emotional. Just like the people that I do this with is why I do it. You know, I feel like God, especially being isolated for so long and then coming together and writing these songs, it was like, okay, yes, the worship is important. And I feel like you've put that on all of our hearts. You've put that like very much like in our path. We want to be obedient to that. We want to like use what we have for Jesus and for our church. But I feel like I realized that the gift that God actually gave me is the people in my life and the people that we do it with. And I realized that so much more, you know, obviously after being isolated for so long, but realizing that it's, you know, I'm a super private person. I feel like I have like a very few close friends. I feel like I struggle with opening my world up to people, and realizing that like God's gift in my life is the people that he's put in it. And just being so grateful that he's such a kind God in that way.
Yeah.
You know, that like,
so good.
9 times out of 10, he'll put the people in your life that you need to just even have joy and like laugh with, and not just like, and not just that, but actually like go through the best times with, do like amazing things for, you know, your community, and go through hard things with and everything. And I feel like I've always known that he's kind in that way, but I feel like I really realized it even more so, you know, with this album and this time was how kind he is to put people alongside of me. And I've just tried to embrace that as much as I can and enjoy it as much as I can, and know like these are the best moments of my life because of the most beautiful people he surrounded me with, you know. And
that's awesome.
Even just like letting people, you know, come in your life and just believing that God is placing people in my life to continue to do amazing things with and to, you know, journey alongside of. And so, yeah, it's awesome. Been a very sweet, sweet thing.
That is sweet. It's a sweet season. Yeah. I love how you said, I've known that, but now I realize it. And there's a big difference I've found from knowing something or realizing something.
For sure.
You know, like, you can know that, like, God loves you, but when you, like, realize that he loves you, it's a whole new ballgame. Yeah, I think sometimes, like, it's like sometimes we know something so well that it keeps us from realizing it, you know?
Yeah.
And we have to just like let go of what we know to really embrace like the goodness and the magnitude of who God is. And so I love that you said that. It's beautiful. This album is so good. I can't stress it enough. Like, not only is the music good, like the music's awesome. Like, it's so good. Like I said, you will want to roll down your windows, crank it up, and just like drive to a different state. But like also just the message and the friend that y'all are, that sweetness of God. Some people might be like, well, I don't have that right now. Like, you're almost giving them that as a collective that y'all are, as a worship group that y'all are, to someone as they sit in their car and worship. They won't feel alone. Like, they will feel like they're thanking God with a body of people. And so thank y'all for putting this out. If you haven't listened to it yet by this point, then go listen to This Is How I Thank the Lord, a Mosaic MSC. And Mariah, thanks for just giving us some context. Thanks for giving us such good advice. And, you know, I was thinking about, like, the coolest thing about you is kind of ironic, because most people that are cool aren't humble, but the coolest thing about you is how humble you are. And you're such a team player. You're such a good friend to those I know that you love, and to those afar. You're a good mom, you're a good wife, you're all the things, and you're incredibly humble. And so thanks for being that kind of cool, and we appreciate you being on the podcast.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.